Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. In the September 29 edition of Aviation Consumer, we reviewed a variety of USB power charging technologies for both personal and panel mounted uses. Not surprisingly, like computer technology, a few things have changed over the past few months. In the summer of 2019, TrueBlue Power had announced a new TSO'd pending panel-mounted USB charging port, affectionately called the TA-302, three for version 3 and two for 2 port. Well, those plans have changed a bit. In the late summer of 2019, TrueBlue Power officially announced the TA-360, with TSO approval by the first week of December of 2019. The TA-360's name comes from version 3 and 60 watts. Pretty straightforward. The TA-360 can be ordered with two USB-C PD ports delivering 60 watts of power per port. That's a lot of charging capacity, by the way. The TA-360 is worlds apart from its baby brothers, the TA-102 and the TA-202. Designed with the USB-C PD, or power delivery, 3.0 standard in mind, power delivery from the panel to attached devices is now intelligent. Who would have ever thought that a power adapter and cable could be smart? The TA-360 has six different SKUs, essentially single port, dual port, USB-A, USB-C PD, lighted or unlighted. Their technology is focusing on the USB-C PD tech, which provides a small USB-C port capable of delivering up to 60 watts of power. Although the USB PD standard supports up to 100 watts, the TA-360 delivers 60 watts per port. Their TA-102 and 202 products deliver 10.5 and 15 watts respectively. The TA-360 with a USB-A port will charge a device at a maximum of 15 watts, while the USB-C port will deliver 60 watts. That's a total of 75 watts in a single unit. The dual USB-C ports will deliver a total of 120 watts of power, or 2 times 60. Unlike the TA-102 and TA-202, the output voltage is variable, supporting 5, 9, 15, and 20 volts DC. However, the TA-360 requires a minimum of 22 volts from the aircraft's electrical bus, with a maximum of 32 volts. Obviously, this is a problem if your airplane's a 12-volt aircraft. However, TrueBlue Power's TC230 step-up converter powers 28-volt avionics from an aircraft's existing 12 to 18-volt DC input. Or, of course, you could use Lone Star's new 12-volt step-up converter, which will deliver 27.5 volts. It's priced at $449.95 USD. Or you could simply install a TA-202 with USB-C ports. Prices for the TA-360 range from $412 to $715 US. The design of the TA line allows for an existing TA to be upgraded to a newer version by simply unscrewing the TA from the panel and unplugging two wires. The TA-102 and 202 have the same cutout dimensions and are a drop-in replacement for the previous version. The TA-360 is slightly deeper than the TA-102 and 202, but for most panels, this shouldn't be a problem. This approach helps reduce the labor costs associated with the upgrade. Note that in most instances, the TA product line does not require FAA or Transport Canada STCs. For Part 23 aircraft, typically a simple logbook entry will suffice. However, for Part 35 operators, TrueBlue Power has collaborated with a few aviation engineering companies who have created aircraft-specific STCs, typically for the airlines. Their products are designed and built in Wichita, Kansas, USA, and have a limited lifetime warranty. As with most things in life, bigger is better. For pilot owners who only have an iPhone, 60 watts is not a big deal. In fact, Apple's iPhone 8, or later smartphones, and Apple's iPad Pro 12.9-inch first generation, and Apple's iPad Pro 10.5-inch support USB-C charging. You'll need a USB-C to Lightning cable, which is about $19 US from the Apple Store. On the ground, you can use the same cable paired with an Apple 29, 30, 61, or 87-watt USB-C power adapter. The new iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max ship with 18-watt chargers. At 18 watts, the phone will charge to 50% capacity in roughly 30 minutes. Both Google and Samsung devices have USB-C PD ports, again, depending upon the age of the Samsung smartphone. So, depending on the type of hardware you fly with, the TA360 might be a good investment in your panel. Personally, I fly with a bunch of power-hungry devices, an iPhone, an iPad Pro, a Garmin GDL52, a Spot X, Garmin's inReach, and Sporty's Flight Gear Power Vault. Sporty's Flight Gear Power Vault has a USB-C PD port, which supports both in and out charging. The USB-C port will detect the type of charger it's plugged into and leverage fast charging. This is exceptionally convenient for pilots who forgot to charge their power vaults and other hardware before flight. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.